Thank the Lord for His mercy and for His goodness. We're going to be going through the book of Matthew, if the Lord leads, as we look at this new year. Matthew is the first of the recorded gospels, even though chronologically Mark was the first written one. When you read your New Testament, you'll find that Matthew is the first in the order of sequence as far as the writings. And the Lord led me there the other day. I said, Lord, it's already celebrated Christmas. And then the Lord said, it's not about Christmas. It's about Christ. And if we think along those lines, I want to invite your attention to Matthew chapter 1 and a couple of verses that bring us into the life of a man by the name of Joseph. Say that with me, Joseph. Now, while we're talking about Joseph, I want you to think about your own self. And what would you do if you were in his circumstances? Let's pick up reading with verse number 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Verse 24, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Thus in the reading of God's holy word, I want to speak on the subject, a time to answer the call. You may be seated, a time to answer the call. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for the time of worship that we had. Lord, reflecting on where you brought us from and where we are now. And here we are on the brink of another year. Here we are at the beginning of a season of possibilities. And from our experiences, we know that difficulties and troubles will come our way. But from our experiences, we also know that you've always been there for us. As a matter of fact, when we came to know you, Lord, we discovered that you never take your eyes off of us. Even when we were lost and undone, you had your fixed gaze upon us. So much so that David wrote, what is man that you're mindful of him? And the son of man that you attend to him? Lord, you truly are awesome. And I thank you for how you dealt with people. And we're going to look at today how you dealt with a man by the name of Joseph. And while, Lord, you deal with us in different ways, we want you to work in our life. We want you to do those things that you desire. Have your way, Lord. And may we be like this man, obedient, willing to follow your every instruction. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus our Lord and for his sake. Amen and amen. I want to ask you a question. Will you answer the bell? Will you answer the bell? The year was 1964, February the 25th. A place called Miami Beach, Florida. The event was for the World Boxing Heavyweight Championship. In the ring was a notorious, hard-hitting crown champion by the name of Sonny Liston. With 50 wins to his credit and 39 by knockouts, all odds were that Liston would win the fight. But also in the ring was a 22-year-old loudmouth called the Louisville Lip. He had several wins, and To his credit, he had competed in the Olympics and come out as a champion. But everyone was saying, Cassius Clay will never win against Sonny Liston. And round by round, they fought until they got into the sixth round. And Sonny Liston spit out his mouthpiece and said, I'm finished. Now, a lot of questions that surrounded that, and Ali won the fight with his words and his wit and his ability to be agile in the ring. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to fast forward to our day, 2017. And I want to say to you that you're in a fight. You're in a struggle. You're in a battle. It's not for sports entertainment. But we're going to learn some lessons from this fight. You know, Muhammad Ali, as he came to be known, was never bashful about who he thought he was and what he thought he had. Many of us are bashful when it comes to bragging about who God is and how great he is. We might talk about him. And when we stand against a giant or someone that we feel intimidates us, we tend to back down. When the bell rings, as it did with Sonny Liston, he didn't come out because he'd been talked down. And he'd allowed those words to sink in. But I want to tell you something. You're in a battle for your life. Let me just share with you some things that happened in the life of this man, Joseph. He too was called to enter into a ring. He really didn't feel like it was his fight because the circumstances, even though he had been espoused to Mary, he wasn't the father. And he felt to himself, why should I answer the bell if the fight doesn't involve me? The Bible said that Joseph was a just man. Everybody say just man. Now, a just man is different from being just a man. I'm playing with words here. I'm playing. You see where I'm going, Lewis. I'm kind of looking at this thing. If you're just a man, then you play to your weaknesses. But if you're a just man, you want to do what's right for the right reason. Anybody in here that want to just do what's right for the right reason? It might cost you in the long run. It might be something that weighs on you, but you want to do what's right. So preacher, what do you know about this man? What do you know about Joseph and how is he going to answer this bell? How is he going to get into the ring and fight this battle that even though it doesn't include him, God's going to deal with him. Now, before I go back to Joseph, I want to come to your corner. I want to ask you a question. The bell has rung for round one of 2017. Many of you in your heart of hearts, you know what you need to do. You know the steps that you need to take. But some of you are saying, it's not my fight. Or even if it is my fight, I just want to spit out the mouthpiece and say, you know what, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm done. But may I ring another bell? You ain't dead. You still have the vitality and you still have the use of your limbs. Evidently, I'm looking at folk that got up this morning. Now, how you felt, that's none of my business, but I can at least look at you and say that you look halfway healthy. And if you got your health and strength, you've got part of the battle already fought because the devil wanted you not to get up this morning. While he was circling your bed, God rang the bell and you said, you know what? As tired as I am, God has given me a reasonable portion of health and strength. And I'm going to get on up and see what the end is going to bring. I used to hear old folk used to say that reasonable. What are they talking about reasonable? Until one day, Brother Jones, I jumped up and I understood what reasonable was. You got to get yourself together. Amen. Do I have some old folk witnesses in here? Yeah. Amen. So what are you planning to do about the bell ringing for you? And don't look like John Donne asked for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. And it's ringing for you. It's asking you, will you get into the ring? And so as I looked at this, as God began to deal with me about Joseph, there are some things that you need to know about him. The Lord spoke to him three times. We're going to only deal with one today. First time he spoke was in this passage where the question was asked, Joseph. It's something when God knows you, but you don't know yourself. God called him by name, Joseph, and I also know your family because I've been watching you. Brother Rufus, I don't want to go there this early, but it's something when God knows you can do it. You don't want to do it yet, but he's yet calling you into the game. Come on, get in the game. Look at somebody and say, get in the game, get in the game. Come on in this thing. Come on in. You're wasting time. Get in the game. The bell is ringing. The bell is ringing. The bell is ringing. The Bible said that Joseph discovered that Mary was with child. If you go back and read verse number 18, it'll give you all the details about it. The birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise when as his mother Mary was found to be with child. And it was of the Holy Ghost. Joseph didn't know that part because God hadn't talked to him yet. It's something when you're called and the bell rings and you don't know all the details. You see, there were comments about Sonny Liston. He had a fist of 15 inches in circumference. And I tried to measure mine. I'm probably about 8 or 9. Big fist. And not many people would get back up when Sonny would hit you. You just didn't get up. You stayed down. And here was Cassius Clay, the Louisville Lip, talking at him like he was a chump. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks before the fight, he went to the man's house 3 o'clock in the morning and said, come on out, we'll fight now. And later, Ali would admit, I was scared. But he had something that he realized that if I can talk down to him, I'm going somewhere with this. If I can talk down to him, that'll throw him off his game. When you know you're a child of God, come on now, I'm going to get back to Joseph in just a minute. I'm just saying, when you know what you've got and you know that there is a greatness in you, why don't you say God is good? Why don't you say God can do it? Why don't you start telling yourself, he did not bring me this far to leave me now? When you start talking like that, even if you're not a winner, it makes you feel like one. I don't have the championship belt right now, but I feel like a champ. Yeah, I feel like I can get into this ring and do my best because I'm not fighting for entertainment. I'm fighting for my life. Some of you are dealing with issues in your body and you're dealing with issues in your family that you got to fight. You can't renege on this one. You can't say, well, it's somebody else's responsibility. And what God is telling you, just get in the ring. I've got the fight in my hands. Can I tell you? The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. But you got to get in the ring. That's what I want to say. That's what I want to say. And so here's God. Here's God. Now, let's reel in. Let's talk about this thing. Here's God. He's talking. He sent his angel to talk to this young man, Joseph. Said, Joseph, don't be afraid. I know who you are. and I know what you got to do. Here's the plan. Don't be afraid to take unto you Mary. But look at what's happening here. It says Joseph, her husband, God even gave him this duty before he volunteered for it. Her husband, being a just man and not willing to put her away privately, was minded to put her away privately. And while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. This is God speaking to Joseph. And when you come to church and you hear God speaking through the Bible, you're sitting there in your pew, you're minding your own business, but all of a sudden the Holy Spirit comes in, sits down beside you and tells you, remember that problem you've got? Remember that issue that's going on in your life? I'm talking with you. I'm trying to help you to understand that I'm going to walk you through this. I will be with you. I'll not leave you nor forsake you, but you got to listen. You got to pay attention. You can't just drift off to sleep on this one because I'm talking to you. And you're going to get up different. You're going to rise above that circumstance. You're going to start saying to yourself, God is able. Even if I am weak, I hear the bell and I'm going to get in the ring. Let me just share with you a few thoughts while we deal with this and while we talk about this. First of all, let's fight to win. Don't ever get in a fight and you don't expect to win. You're wasting your time. It's better to run. Amen. It's better to run. Every fight I ever got in, I didn't get in many, but every fight I got in, I thought I was going to win. It turned out different, but guess what? I gave it my best shot. I was kicking and doing everything else. I gave it my best, Brother Fred. But it just didn't turn out. But I can tell you, when you're in the fight for your life and you've got God on your side, greater is he who is in you. Point to yourself. Greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. And there are some difficult things that you're going to deal with this year, and you've got to pay attention to what God is telling you so that you don't get off track. Joseph could have said, you know what? It's none of my business. Yeah, I had a dream, but I'm not going to follow that dream. I'm just going to go back to Galilee and be a good carpenter, and I'm just going to put her away privately. But it's something when stuff don't settle in your spirit. It just doesn't go down. And while he slept, he was a good man, already had a thought that came to his mind. But while he thought on these things, I want to tell you something. If you don't know what to do, don't just go with the first thing to come to mind. Oh, Lord, I done helped somebody already. I already solved your problem. Amen. You can leave now. I've already told you what you need to do. I'm going to jump up and do the first thing to come to mind. Are you crazy? You're in the battle of your life, and here it is, the first thought that pops in your mind. Well, they said so-and-so to me, and I guess what? I'm going to just jump back at them. I wouldn't do that if I were you. People crazy. And they packing. Amen. So if you can avoid getting shot, cut, hurt, beat up, whatever, amen. Let me go and preach here. But I'm just trying. Look at somebody and say, he's just trying to help us. So what do we have to do? Understand that the fight is real. And that you're going to win because you're trying to do what is right. You're trying to honor God. When God spoke to Joseph that first time, it was in regards to his relationship with Mary. It was in regards to his relationship with Mary. Second time he spoke with him, it was in regard to his relationship with the Christ child. He had to take responsibility of providing him with safety and protection. Third time he spoke was fulfillment of prophecy. God said, okay, you can come out now. I don't know the reason why God will call you into the ring, but I can tell you that God will call you into the ring. So this is really a cry to us as church members and asking us as believers, what am I going to do about my faith this year? Am I just going to settle back and say, you know what? That's somebody else's responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't run a church with just a few folk doing the work. You didn't know I was going there. Yeah, I'm going there. I think about how powerful this church could be if everybody would get in the ring. It's one thing for one or two folk to fight, and then the rest of them say, why are they always in the ring? Because you won't get in. If you get in, then we have some more folk fighting, amen? We could win the battle. We could win souls to Christ. We could be witnesses for the Lord. I realize there's only so many things that we can do in the church, but we're not just in the building. We're in the world. And the world needs us. Are y'all still with me? Touch somebody, make sure they're awake, amen. Don't want to lose you now. I done got in the middle of this thing, and now we got to preach. Just a couple of things I want to share with you before we close. First of all, the lessons that we learn from this are powerful. The lesson that I learned from this, Brother Bolden, is this one. It's not about the rewards that I get from God, but it's about redemption. Yes, God is going to reward me, but he wants to do a work of redemption through me. What if Joseph had said to himself, you know what, let somebody else do it. Let a family take care of it. And I'll just do this thing quietly and we'll all just go back to normal. There is no normal when you're in the ring. There's no normal. It's you and God and the enemy. There's no normal. Forget about normal. People say, well, things in America need to return to normal. There's no normal. We're in a battle between righteousness and unrighteousness. And you got to decide which side you are going to be on and say, Lord, okay, I'm on the king's side. Let me do what you've called me to do. Let me hurry up and wake up from here and realize it's all about redemption. Don't you realize that before the end of time, Jesus Christ has to show this world that they are sinful? And even when he does, they're still going to curse his name. They're still going to deny God. But if God would just have a few folk on the earth and say, Lord, I still believe. I'm still trusting you. I'm still holding on. And Lord, if nobody else loves you, I love you. And I thank you for what you've done. Does it mean that we're perfect? No, it just means we're with the perfect one. That we put our trust in him. Most believers and many churches have drifted over into the area where all God is a slot machine. Amen. Amen. I put in a request, get out a blessing. And people have nerve enough to say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Well, you were that in the first place. But if that's the only reason why you're serving God, go to Las Vegas, get a whole bunch of money and just gamble it away. Because that's not what the relationship with Jesus Christ is all about. It is about obedience and the plan of redemption that he's calling you into the ring. The bell has rung. Either you're going to be a witness for him or you're going to say, I'm not in it. And if you start saying, I'm not in it, you already join the enemy. What I'm calling for in this church is for us to be a radical army. An army of saints that believe that God is real. And we don't mind telling folk about it. I can remember when we used to go around telling everybody, folk get tired of looking at us. They thought we were Jehovah's Witnesses. They'd say, and yes, we were Jehovah's Witnesses, but we were the one that came through Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we trusted. Now we kind of settled back, you know, and said, well, you know, our church is grown. We're good. We're blessed. You know, we hear the bell ring. I don't hear no bell. I don't hear nothing. But it's not about rewards. It's about redemption. Secondly, obedience instead of inward reflection. Watch this now. I don't want to seem like I'm teaching you, but I want to teach you. Sometimes we think we got to solve our problems. And the only thing is, how can I put this nice? Let me just say, you don't have a clue as to what your problem is about. Let me give you the short answer. Go to God. If you got a problem when you lay down at night, go to God. Somewhere in his theological training, Joseph, even though he was of the tribe of Judah, he had heard the proverb, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. 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 But in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And the reason why I said that a couple of times, because guess who leans to his own understanding? Because I'm the guy that says, if I look at all the options, I'll come up with the right answer. That is the most stupid idea that anybody could think. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to pick two or three of your options and go with them and not try God's answer. And then after the Lord lets you survive all those failures, then you're going to come back and say, well, I tried everything else. Let me try God. Hello, stupid. Why didn't you try God? And I didn't mean to call you stupid. I'm calling myself that as well. But why would we go to our own route of figuring things out if you've got the divine power of God right at your disposal? You could ask. He says, in other words, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And all you got to do is answer the bell. Answer the call. Well, I think this is what I'm going to do. Go on back to sleep. You're not ready. But when the Lord speaks to you, am I saying that God speaks to people in dreams only? No, he, like I say, if you want a more sure word of prophecy, here you go. Here you go. Get in your Bible. And there might be even passages that you've only read for one time. And maybe those that you've never really read, but you heard them, God will bring that back to your remembrance. Because we're at a point in our world today, you make one mistake, it'll cost you your life. One mistake. You can't afford to run the risk of saying, I'll do what I want and I'll think about it. Number one, you don't have time. Number two, you don't have the intellect to know everything. Pastor, I know you're going to teach us on New Year's Day. Well, what else you think I was going to do? Because I want you to win. Amen? Amen. Touch somebody and say, I want you to win. And then lastly, before we close, faith in action. Instead of rituals of religion. This one hit me. This one hit me a lot because so many times we can think that because I go to church, because I preach a sermon, because I serve on the deacon board, or because I usher, or because I sing with the choir, that's going to replace everything else. Hold up a minute. You can never replace your obedience to God with an exercise of worship. I know preachers that could preach the paint off the wall and their life is not worth 5 cents. Amen? And I know of my own life. Unless I obey God, I'd be one of the worthless preachers that you ever laid eyes on. You'd be saying, Lord, I wish he'd never come to Crossroads. But the only reason why I'm preaching is because I'm plugged into a power that's greater than me. Let me tell you how this thing works. Let me tell you how this thing works. God knows everything about me. You think he knew Joseph. He didn't only know Joseph. He knows you and he knows me. He knows every weakness that I have. And you know what? The funny thing is, when I start thinking a thought that is not of him, the Lord will come up and say, what are you doing? Who, me? Then we play innocent. God knows you and he knows every day. Anytime he would number the hair on your head. Amen. Knows which ones are gray and knows which ones have been changed by Miss Claro. He knows you. And that Grecian formula 44 or whatever they have that, yeah, you know. He knows you. He knows everything about you. He knew Joseph before he laid down. And he would know him even better when he got up. As we come to the close of this message, I want our worship to mean something in 2017. I want it to be rich with the experience of God. Does it mean that every song is going to be perfect? No. Every sermon is going to be, oh, Pastor, I could care less whether I get every detail right. Y'all know how it is when I get talking fast, I split verbs and split everything else, you know. Amen. But I want us to leave here loving God more and willing to serve Him more because of that love. I don't want you to be motivated to duty because you feel like, where's my obligation? Jesus didn't feel that way when He went to the cross. He loved you so much that He put up with the ridicule. And you mean we can't love Him back enough to where we can say, Lord, You've done so much for me. Let me do this because I honor You. Let me do this because I believe in You. Let me do this because I trust in You. And that love to overwhelm your heart. You know how it is when you in the holidays and you just want to buy things for your family, spending money that you couldn't afford to buy stuff because you love your family so much. And then after you gave it to them, they tell you, I wanted something else. Woo, that's a good one. We got to give God more than just our rituals. It requires our faith. The Bible says in verse 24, and Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. God had showed him. God rang the bell. Joseph stepped into the ring. Not worried about how big the opponent was, but knowing that he had to obey his God because God is real. So I'm asking you, answer the bell. What do you do about God's message? What do you do about Jesus Christ? Some of you this year, you're going to probably say to yourself, I want a better job. I want a bigger car. I want a better house. Nothing's wrong with that. But what happened to Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. What are you going to do with God's message? How is it going to take you from where you are and tell you, get in the ring? Get in the ring. Secondly, are you going to act on impulse or on truth? I dare you to ask God, Lord, what is the truth about this? What is the truth about myself? What is the truth about what You're telling me to do right now? I dare you to ask God because He's going to tell you. He's going to show you plainly because He doesn't want you to always be led around by your own feelings. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's His word. Amen. And then lastly, help somebody else. Can you imagine how powerless Mary felt? She had said, Lord, be it so. Let it be done unto Your handmaid. Knowing that she was going to need somebody. Look around this church. There's not a person in here who can survive by themselves. I know what you tell yourself. You know, you all that in a bag of chips. Yeah, I got it going on. You just don't know. No, you don't have it going on. If God snatched your next breath, you'd be on your knees begging. If God caused your heart to just stop right where it is, that's how frail you are. But do you know how powerful He is? He lets your golden moments roll on just a little while. Yeah, that needs a hand clap right there. Because He is God. Because He is the Lord. So this year, despite of what's happened, 2016, we still have a great year in front of us. Despite of what's going on in the political world, the economic world, we're not talking about that. We're paying attention to the bell. Amen. Our task is to answer the bell today and say, Lord, put me in the ring, because I know I'll not be entering into this ring by myself. Can I tell you, like Grandma? He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Is that you today? Are you willing to answer this bell? Here's our theme for this year: discovering God together. Discovering God together. Right after Jesus had said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Very next verse, He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly, and you shall find rest in your soul. I dare not think that when I get into the ring, it's just about me. There are other members of this church that need your prayers. Yeah, it's good to call on the pastor and he'll pray. But it's good to call on your fellow church members and ask them to pray. You know, we got this thing called Facebook. Right? What if we use that to launch prayer vigils? Get in the ring. What if we used our text messages? You know, we can Snapchat. All of those things. I don't use it because I don't know what it is. I got to ask Tyler or either Jay to help me out with Facebook. I still haven't got the hang of that one. So if you all tell me stuff on Facebook and I don't respond to you, it's not because I don't want to. I just don't know how to use it yet. I'm getting there. I know y'all say, Rev, you old. Yeah, I'm old. Plan to get older. What if every member of this church would get in the ring and fight for each other's reputation? When somebody puts another church member down, you don't talk about my church member. You don't talk about my deacon. That's my deacon. I can talk about him. No, just kidding. They know I love him. I'm calling you and me to get into this ring because the devil wants to make a mockery of the church. He's daring us to do anything about our faith. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm putting on the gloves and I'm saying to myself, I can't fight that well, but I'm sure enough throw a punch, because I will not take Satan destroying what God has built up. This is our fight. Fight well. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let's discover God together. Can we do that? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. I'm going to ask we all stand.